Lockdown exit boost as 550,000 to get jab earlier than planned is the main story for the Irish Independent this morning. Eilish O'Regan writes that more than 500,000 people in their 50s can expect to be offered a COVID vaccine earlier than expected, as the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine is to be recommended by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee for use in that age cohort. Though it had been originally hoped that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be available to all, it's reported this morning as a relief to government that it will not be restricted to a much older age group only. It's a big story on several front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Mail has shot in the arm for the over 50s, while the Irish Sun leads on Oh Happy Jays. There's plenty of coverage of the gradual return to normality with the resumption of training for underage non-contact sport and indeed tennis and golf for all ages yesterday. But it wasn't just sport that opened up. Niall Carson's photograph of a determined-looking lemur eyeballing Taoiseach Micheál Martin at Dublin Zoo yesterday features in several papers this morning. On the front page of the Irish Times, the story that the Ombudsman for Children has accused the state of failing to put proper safeguards in place to keep children living in direct provision safe from harm or abuse. Jack Power writes that a report from the Ombudsman's office published today found a number of shortcomings in direct provision. The report says that in one centre, which mostly housed asylum seekers from Syria, the Ombudsman found some staff members had not been Gartha vetted or received child protection training despite assurances to the contrary. According to the report, the same centre failed to report a serious child protection case to state agencies, as it's required to do. And parents there had also incorrectly been told that their children would be removed from them by the state if they were not supervised properly. Gardaí under threat due to filming is the front page lead headline for the Irish Examiner this morning, above detail that Gardaí representatives say the filming of Gardaí by the public is leading to serious threats to officers' safety as their images and home addresses are being shared online alongside calls for people to attack them. Liz Dunphy writes that this comes as it is claimed elsewhere that plans, which go to Cabinet today, to allow Gardaí to wear cameras while policing could change the relationship between the individual and the state and erode civil liberties. And elsewhere in that paper, Fergus Finlay devotes his column to his personal fascination with political anti-heroes, which started with an obsession with the Watergate scandal many moons ago and was satisfied up until recently by a close observation of former President Trump's White House via CNN and subscriptions to the New York Times and Washington Post. Now, though, he's turning his attention to the unravelling of what he describes as Boris Johnson's love affair with his former adviser Dominic Cummings. It's going to be a political thriller, he writes, adding that this may be the first time that two of the leading anti-heroes of modern politics go head to head, and it promises to be a fight to the political death.